What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
We're back at it from the show. Host Precious Fowler of the Morehead State Eagles. We said we'll do this again in March. They win, and we did it. He's back here in March. How you doing, brother? Good talk to you, man.
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Here we are, brother. We spoke it into existence, you know, back in the fall, talking about our team. And, you know, I had great belief in those guys back then. And so here we are with the opportunity to extend our season and make it to the big dance. So thankful to be back on another interview with you.
Yes, sir. Hey, I must ask you, Preston, man. I know you had a tough skid back in February, man, losing three games was something you never did OBC. But how did that kind of help your team grow and refocus and reset to get ready to make this run that you have made in the season?
Yeah, you know, it really did. Well, part of it, you look at it, you know, that three-game skid, two of those games were on the road at Little Rock and at Tennessee Martin, obviously the two teams that we shared the regular season title with. So, those, you know, those are two tough teams, but we also played both of those games and the two games leading up to it without Jordan Latham, you know, our second leading scorer. And so that made we played nine games this year, including eight conference games without one of our starters. So that's a big factor, right? And that's a big factor for Selection Sunday that we've sent all that information in. But, you know, obviously in the moment that was tough, losing three in a row. We broke our home. We had the nation's longest home winning streak, and give Southern Indiana credit. They came in here on a Tuesday night. We got in off the road and beat us in that game. They played phenomenal. We didn't play very well, but, you know, it allowed us to really break down the barrier. We hit the road the next morning. We drove to Western Illinois because we played there Thursday. And we stopped about halfway and had a good meal with the guys. And we had about a two-hour team meeting, started and prompted by myself, and then, you know, finished up by the players. And so guys talked. They were very real and shared some things that we needed to address and get better with. And sometimes you've got to go through some adversity, like losing three games, and to break that down and then fix the things that you need to. And I'm thankful for it. It was tough in the moment, but obviously looking back on it, it was all by design and brought us to where we're at right now.
No doubt. I feel like sometimes, Preston, like you say, man, sometimes you win a lot, it's kind of harder to coach them the hard work the right way. Sometimes bad habits seep in, but a loss, you really coach them hard and really reset, refocus. Let's get back on what we do to win the right way. We've won a lot, of course, but sometimes when you win, sometimes guys get complacent and things slip in that you really don't want to slip in. But when you lose a game, you really harp in on those things harder.
Yeah, without question. I think that's the art of coaching, right? Is keeping your edge, you know, coming in and just making sure that you're keeping your focus on getting better. And, you know, we've been very fortunate that over the past 4 years, we've had more opportunities to learn after a win than we have a loss. But there's value in both of them. And the real challenge in coaching, and it's just human nature, is to come in after a win and see the things that you did not do well, address those. And then sometimes you hit the point during the season where you're dealing with injuries, you're dealing with adversity, you're kind of piecing lineups together. And, you know, maybe your accountability goes down a little bit, right? You got to give a guy a little bit more grace in terms of your non-negotiables, rebounding, whatever that may be, because you're looking down the bench and you don't really have a healthy body that you can sub in for him. And so you have some concessions and those things add up and ultimately your standard drops a little bit. And it takes an eye-opening moment like what we had to kind of say, hey, like, we're not living up to our standard right now across the board. Let's address it, and let's get better with it. Let's own it, and let's make sure it doesn't happen again. So I'm thankful for the opportunity that we were able to do that and certainly the outcome that's gotten us to right now.
And, Preston, speaks to your guys because your guys accept the coaching and constructive criticism. So, you know, sometimes young men are, Preston, they don't want to take any kind of criticism, whether it be constructive or whatever. But to be able to take that coaching, take it to heart, and make the corrections in flight as you have this journey on this goal, man, to the team you have and their desire and will to win.
Without question, that's a valuable point right there. You know, everybody's got talent, everybody's got experience, but what's made this team so special is they've got great character, they got great humility, and then on the court, their connection, their care for each other, and their chemistry is extremely. At an extremely high level. And so that's what makes us a great team. But yeah, you're right. The egos get in there and it's hard, right, for a lot of people. But thankfully for this team, their care for each other and their want to have a special season and accomplish something great like we've done outweighed any individual things that we had going on. And so I'm just so thankful that everyone, players, coaches, everybody was able to kind of push that stuff to the side and enjoy where we're at. And that's where we're at right now. You know, our motivation going into last week at the OVC tournament, knowing that we needed to win 3 games in 3 days was, you know, be focused on us right now and let's fight for the opportunity to have one more day together. That's it. You know, can we have one more day as a team, one more team meal, one more walkthrough film session, team bus ride, whatever that is, like let's fight for the opportunity to do that. And then when we got to Saturday night, that was kind of the pregame speech was, hey, we've done that. Now let's do it for one more day and then we'll be awarded with a couple more weeks together and a chance to do something special. And so we're enjoying where we're at right now because of that.
And Preston, how cool is it for a guy like Drew's been with you a long time and you and him had that relationship where kind of symbiotic almost, you know him, he knows you. So how cool is it to have a guy like Drew's been there with you? He can help guys like, you know, like Riley coming in new as well, like Freeman last year, well, he's hurt this year, but for him being there with you, you can kind of slash on that culture you've built down to those guys coming in new.
Without question. Yeah, I mean, Drew's obviously a phenomenal player, but he's an even better person. You know, you just look at the year that he's had. He became the all-time winningest player in program history. He broke the single-season assist record, the single-game assist record for Morehead State and for the OVC. 2 NCAA tournaments, 2 regular season titles. He's going to graduate in May. Just last week, he got baptized in front of the entire team at my church. Right before we went to the OVC tournament. So he's had an unbelievable year, but it's all very deserving if you look at the 4 years that he's been here. And, you know, he's kind of the outlier. You know, guys that play 3 minutes a game as a freshman, they usually don't stick around nowadays, right? They look for something else, but he stuck it out. And for a long time, he's been our most important player. And especially as you talk about the ever-changing roster turnover with the portal and with graduation, he's been the constant piece that's been here to keep that identity, keep that culture going strong no matter who's wearing those jerseys. And so I appreciate you recognizing him because he's certainly a huge part of it.
100%. I also speak to you, Preston, man, because you're a cool guy, man. And they all know who you are. You have fun with those guys. You can relate to them, man. Now, I put this into being yourself around your guys so they can relate to you. You can talk to them and still coach them, but they can just talk to them like as a brother, a friend, a mentor, as well as coach.
Yeah, that's everything to me. I appreciate you saying I'm a cool guy. I bet my wife would argue differently, though. She doesn't think I'm that cool. But I think in my own mind, I'm cooler than I really am. But that's, man, that's so important to me, right? Like, you know, we say all the time, we're going to do life with these guys. And we really do. We spend so much time with them. You know, I had a player a few years ago transferred in here. And had a great year for us. And at the end of the season, he comes in and he said, "Coach, you know, I just want to thank you." And he had played for two really good coaches prior to coming here, guys that, you know, from an X's and O standpoint are well above me. And he said, "I just want to thank you for this year and the connection that we've had and the time that we spend." And he said, "You know, my last spot, he was just my coach. You know, I don't know if he was funny. I don't know, you know, what his personality was and all those types of things." And so that meant a lot to me because I think that's important, right? You've got to have an authenticity. You've got to be real. And we're very real with our guys. And a part of our personality is fun. We want them to be excited to come here to the gym every day. That doesn't mean we don't work hard. Doesn't mean it's not intense. It's not tough. It's all those things. But, man, we like to have fun above all else. And so that's what we're going to continue to focus on as we get ready for March Madness.
Yeah, Preston, you said something so important. Like for me, like with Randy Peel, somebody who had me. So to this day, I can talk Coach Peel any day, and he'll just still make me laugh and talk about stuff. So like that relationship you have with your coach was a real relationship. Like I Coach Peel's like a dad to me. So like, so I feel like when you really real with people, it's really a real connection, not just transactional. You get more out of you. So I know I played hard for Coach Peel because he me like a son. I gave him everything I had, you know. So I'm like, when you do handle that for a player, it feels like, you know, we want to play harder for you and be around you.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, man, you know, I'm a man of faith, and I just believe that basketball is the greatest teacher of life. You know, yourself, our players, you know, you got enough talent and opportunity to get to play college basketball. And if you know, that's where you learn life skills, right? It's where you learn to challenge yourself to compete. You know, to be a teammate, to sacrifice, all of those things that are going to carry over to your professional life. They're going to carry over to your marriage, to being a parent one day. And so those things are really important to us. You know, I'm only 37, boss man. So I don't know if I'm quite like a father figure to my guys just yet. I like to think of myself as a big brother or an uncle, but whatever that title is, man, I'm so thankful for it because we really love to spend time with our guys and hang out with them. Now, I had to give you yesterday, for example, we practiced for an hour and 15 minutes and I had to kind of rush out of there. And so I was getting, you know, get showered up after the locker room and I go spend a couple minutes wrapping up in the office. I walk back down and everybody's still in the arena, right? The rest of the coaches, the whole team's in there. You got some guys talking to coaches. You got some guys talking to each other. You got guys getting up extra shots. You got the managers, for God's sakes, playing 2-on-2 and everybody's watching it. And it's like, this is what it's supposed to be when practice has been over for 45 minutes and they just don't want to leave. They want to be around each other. They want to hang out. And so that's an atmosphere and a culture that we've got here that we're extremely proud of. How do you create it? I don't know. It's every day spending time with guys and being intentional and purposeful with all of your interactions.
And it's also, I got one more for you, Preston, man. Your man, Tad Johnson, the manager, man. Talk about that story, man. It was very funny to read about that online, man. They ripped the pants, the guy stuck in the voice.
Yeah.
Story, man. That was really funny to read about, man.
You know, our managers are awesome. Like they do, any great basketball program is going to have those guys behind the scenes that, you know, they're not getting paid. They're working all hours of the night to do laundry. And I don't even know what all they do, to be honest with you. They do such a great job, but I know everything gets done. My guy, Tad, I've known him since he was about fifth grade, you know, and he's a local guy here. And that's my guy. He'll, if you ask him, he'll say, "Man, I'm Coach P's guy." And that's his title. And so I'm always looking for ways to motivate the guys. And I felt like it was important when we were at the conference tournament this year, you know, obviously to motivate them, but to keep them loose, to keep them fresh and to have fun. And it's okay to laugh on game day and be motivated by something. And so after our SIUE game, you know, on Thursday night, Tad was in the Ford Center and he got locked in there doing laundry till 2 a.m. He had to break out. The other managers went and helped him scale a fence. So he tore his pants. And so I had him bring me those pants, and I got on our guys pretty good Friday morning about getting out rebounded against SIUE. And we just talked about, hey, what we did yesterday was good enough to win that round. It's not going to be good enough for tonight. We got to continue to get better. You got to be willing to do things you've never done and step up to the challenges. And then, so I told the inspiring story about Tad breaking out and the rip in his pants, and he found a way. So now we all got to find a way. And the guys got a great, you know, they got the message, but they also got a great laugh out of it. And so we're actually, those pants are being framed right now, just like a senior's jersey would be framed. We're going to give those the honor that they're due. There's going to be a piece of chain link fence in there. There's going to be a little plaque that tells the story about Tad and then those pants. But man, that's what March Madness is all about, right? You know, I don't know where you find your motivation, but when it comes across, you got to find a way to do it. But staying fun and staying loose and having fun is a calling card for us.
Well, Preston, man, I thank you for our friendship, man. From the show all the time, man. I'll be cheering for you as always, buddy. Best of luck to you, man. I'll see you on the recruiting trail this year during the live period as always, man.
Yeah, you know I'm going to be down south, man, trying to find some more of these southern guys to bring them up here to the Bluegrass State. They've been good to us, so I look forward to seeing you down there, my man.
All right, brother. You be safe, man. See you soon, and stay blessed as always, buddy.
Thank you. You too.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.